And as Susan was saying, the US President Joe Biden has urged protesters in Tennessee to remain peaceful as officials plan to release body cam footage of a confrontation between 29-year-old Tyre Nichols and police officers at a traffic stop on the 7th of January. Five former Memphis police officers were charged yesterday with murder and other crimes in the killing of Tyre, who died 3 days after the incident. With more on this, I'm joined on the line by Terry Sheridan, news director with WSHU Public Radio. Terry, thank you for joining us on this morning. Now, before we talk about the body cam footage, will you remind us about what happened during that confrontation on the 7th of January?
Well, it was a police stop because the officer said that Nichols was driving erratically, driving dangerously, and they stopped him about 2 minutes maybe from his house. Police originally said that there was a confrontation at the vehicle, that Nichols ran, there was another confrontation, and then they took him to the hospital because he claimed shortness of breath. The body cam footage shows exactly what those confrontations were, and basically that the five police officers were lying and covering up what they did to Nichols.
Okay, and there's a lot of speculation about what is on that footage and a lot of nervousness ahead of its release.
Absolutely. Not only in Memphis, not only in Tennessee, but across the United States in urban areas. We remember 2.5 years ago, the George Floyd case, in which there was unrest in all cities across the country. So that's what officials are worried about. And again, as we talked the video, officials call it absolutely appalling what the five police officers did to Nichols. So they're urging for calm, as you heard, the president is urging for calm. And they're just bracing to see what the reaction is. They're also saying that because they're releasing the video, because they've quickly and swiftly first fired and now charged the officers, that they're taking this case seriously.
The family of Tyre Nichols and his lawyers, they have seen this footage already, haven't they, Terry? And they've made comment about it.
Yes, they have. They've seen it. Family members say they couldn't watch the whole thing. There's about an hour worth of video, both from police body cameras and also from stationary cameras from around the scene and also in the police cars. They say it's tough to watch. I mean, they used the word that Nichols was a pinata, that they were just beating him. And throughout it, he was just saying, "What did I do? What did I do? What did I do?"
President Joe Biden then saying, appealing for calm really ahead of the release of this footage, Terry, and that plays into what we were saying about this nervousness around what might come once this footage is seen by the wider public.
Absolutely. I mean, there were peaceful protests in Memphis. There was other less than peaceful protests in some cities throughout the week. Nothing what we saw of the scale of George Floyd. There's going to be an interesting turn in this because, again, Tyre Nichols is a black man. All five of the police officers are also black. So for the black community, there is this pain that, like, not only did Tyre lose his life, but that these five officers were also involved. So, again, everyone's getting ready for what happens when that video is released.
Action taken against those five officers was pretty swift. They're former officers now because they were fired, weren't they? And now charged with murder.
Oh, they've been charged. Yeah, they were fired 3 days or 4 days after the incident or after Nichols died. But they have a whole bunch of charges, including kidnapping, official misconduct, many other crimes, but the big two are, you know, obviously second-degree murder, kidnapping, and official misconduct.
Now, we have seen, and you mentioned some of the other controversies involving police. There is a huge issue here in the United States when it comes to the behaviour of police, but it's usually connected to racial discrimination. In this case, it won't be. How do you see this playing out?
I don't know how it will play out because, again, yes, the racial element is removed, but there is tension, and there is big tension between communities of color and the police as a whole, as a department. George Floyd, or in several of the other cases, not all of the officers were white. So we've seen a little bit of this before, but it's usually against the police and the way that the police do their job in communities of color, even if the officers are black.
And is anything being done to address the reputation of the police, the behavior of the police?
It's on a department by department measure. Some police departments are reforming themselves. After the George Floyd murder, many departments, especially those here in New York State and the Northeast Connecticut, they put in reforms. They put in mandatory transparency measures. Other departments, not so much. So it's not as if the United States said, okay, every police department needs to do this, or that even every state needs to do this. It's usually done on a department by department basis.
But perhaps we can read something into how this has been dealt with in the early stages of it. So the firing of the officers, the fact that the charges came, and also, Terry, the fact that we're going to see this video footage pretty swiftly without there being a clamour for it to be released.
Absolutely. I mean, that goes a long way. About 15 years ago in New York City, a black man was killed by police on the night before his wedding at his bachelor party. And the city officials, NYPD, immediately came out and were very transparent and said, no, this should not have happened. That went a long way in changing the way it was perceived. There was no protests. There were no riots, but there was conversation and dialogue going on between the police and the community.
Terry, thank you very much. Terry Sheridan there from WSHU Public Radio in the United States. And there will be more on that story throughout the day when that video footage is released. Now, coming up next on the programme, Madonna is planning an extensive world tour, but we're going to ask Shea Byrne whether she still is the Queen of Pop.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.